Little people, big people, all people, if you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. If you want to financially support the show, go to buffedupsports.com, scroll down to the support tab, and become a supporter today. There's so much more on the Buffed Up Sports website, including episodes, social media links, and platforms to listen to the show on. So go check out buffedupsports.com today. I got a question. Do I look like Ludacris? Seriously, do I look like Ludacris? I feel like I've been told this too much lately. Like, you really look like Ludacris. Like, it's to the point my friends be calling me Luda. And I'm just like, come on now. It's to the point where everybody be calling me Luda. And it's just like, come on now. Do I really look like him? I even went to the Janet Jackson Ludacris concert. One of the ushers go, you look like Ludacris. It was some older ladies walking by. They said, you really look like Luda out there. I'm like, yo. But it wasn't just at the concert. Like, full disclosure, I became a substitute teacher lately. That's for another day. But even my students was roasting me one day, like, you look like Ludacris. So it's just like, do I really look like him? Personally, I don't see it. I think we just two light skins with cornrows. And just because we both light skinned with cornrows don't mean we look alike, but that's what everybody else think, apparently. So if you think I look like Ludacris, let me know. If you don't see it, let me know. So now I gotta explain my absence. I didn't have an episode all of May and majority of June. Why? RJ was working two jobs. RJ was barely having time to watch sports. RJ didn't have much sports to talk about because, I mean, let's be real. Pistons, offseason. Red Wings, offseason. Lions, offseason. Tigers, losing. There wasn't much to talk about. So I had to also take a chance to refresh because, again, I was working like crazy. So I just had to refresh, get myself together so I could put out the best content possible. And then I can focus on what I really want to focus on, which is Detroit sports, WNBA, boxing. That's what I like talking about. That's what I want to work on. So with that said, let's talk some WNBA. They have my undivided attention. Well, almost undivided attention because I do have to watch the Tigers here and there. But anyway, besides that, they have a good chunk of my attention now. And I'm finally glad I get to watch the Aces again because everybody knows the Aces is my favorite team. And the problem is a lot of the Aces games will come on late. I would have to work early the next morning. And it just, I will always miss them. But now I finally get to watch the Aces more freely. But the problem is, one of the first days I was ready to watch the Aces, I'm like all in the game. First quarter, my power went. Yep, my power went out in the middle of the game. Well, I'm not even going to say it. Again, like I said, it was first quarter. The first quarter of the game, my power went out. So I wasn't happy. But it came back on. I was able to watch the end of the game. I was satisfied. Plus, the Aces won. So it made me feel better. I need some new WNBA gear. I got the orange WNBA hoodie, but now I need some short sleeve gear because I'm taking a trip to Chicago. And you know, it's the summertime, so it's going to be hot. It's the Windy City, but it's also going to be July when I go because I'm going to the Aces versus Sky game July 25th. I will be in attendance and I'm so happy because it's Candace Parker's first game in Chicago since she left to join the Aces. I got to see Candace Parker last season as she became the first player in WNBA history with three triple doubles. And I'm also excited for the game coming up because my first time seeing the Aces, I finally get to see my favorite team and my favorite player, Asia Wilson. And I can't wait. So more on that. I mean, it's summertime, man. So that's one of the things I got planned for this summer. Everybody know I also got my SummerSlam tickets. WWE SummerSlam. We the ones. Roman Reigns. Come on now. Now I got to talk my Pistons. Come on. We got a new coach, finally. Monty Williams. A guy that took a Phoenix Suns team that was underperforming, an under 20 win team, to the NBA Finals. Didn't win, but he got them there. And honestly, he's on the Pistons for around 6 years. The contract is, I'm not asking for a championship while he's here. I mean, that's a long shot. But if he could get us to the conference finals, I'm happy. In 6 years to do that, I'm happy. So I'm all for Monty Williams being our coach. Which is NBA draft. It's freaking me out. I mean, I really wish God gave me some hype because it's guys that are younger than me getting drafted now. So I'm finally at that point in life where NBA players are my age, and it honestly irritates me. Because, again, these guys are younger than me getting drafted. It's just irritating. I also did go to the Pistons draft party. It was pretty smooth. The Pistons did draft Ausar Thompson, and the crowd seemed pretty happy when they announced the pick. Unlike the Hornets crowd when they announced Brandon Miller. So I hope Brandon Miller leaves that fan base as soon as possible, just like Michael Jordan did. But hey, you know, so I tell everybody, I don't keep up too much with the college prospects or just NBA draft prospects, because these Thompson twins, Ausar and his twin brother Amen, they didn't come out of college. They came out of Overtime Elite, which does have me a little scared, because it's a newer league. They didn't go the traditional route. It's not like they came from overseas somewhere. It's not like they came from college. You know, they were in a league where they playing 16 through 20 year olds. It's not like they did the G League either. So that's why I'm like, I really hope things work out. But, you know, I did some research. When I knew the Pistons were getting the fifth pick, I kind of figured we were getting a twin. Just didn't know which one. I did some background on them. Their middle name is spelled XLNC, as it stands for, or not as it stands, but it's pronounced excellence. Thought that was interesting. I wonder what it's like to have a twin, truth be told. I don't even have a brother, so I always wonder what it was like to have a twin at that. They even talked about this the first time they'll be split apart, and they had to split shoes, and one had to get the PlayStation while the other didn't. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if I did have a twin brother, he's not getting the PS5. I'll tell you that right now. That would be to me. But I do feel like, this is my bias, of course, I feel like the Pistons got the right twin, because Amen said he thought Jalen Green should have went number one in the 2021 draft. And then Ausar said he felt like Cade should have went number one. Obviously, Pistons got Cade, Green went two. And considering Ausar is about to be with Cade, we got the right twin. I was reading a story on Athletic written by James Edwards, how Ausar said he loves the city after hearing about his bad rep, but he finally got to come out here and see it for himself and was very happy about what the city had. He's also being compared to Andre Iguodala, which, if that's the case, I'm all for it, because Andre Iguodala is a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. So, if he's anything like Andre Iguodala, we're in good hands. I got to watch some highlights of him. I know everybody questions the jumper, but I mean, it did look like he knocked down a good chunk of open jumpers too, so I'm for that. He's very athletic. That's probably the thing I took out of him the most, very athletic. Will he start though? If I had to, based off the roster right now, my starting lineup is Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Bojan Bogdanovic, Isaiah Stewart. A lot of people question me on that one, but just hear me out. And then Jalen Duren at the five. There is a slight chance where I wouldn't mind Ausar at the three, Bojan at the four, Duren at the five, with Stewart coming off the bench. But as of right now, with this roster we have together, I feel like Ausar is a six man. But we still got a free agency to get through with a whole lot of cap space, and some players might be getting traded by then. You even might get players cut. Like, I got cut today. RJ Hampton, not Hunt. RJ Hampton did get cut by the Pistons today. So, y'all got cut. Y'all's been real. So, now I want to talk about our other draft pick that we traded up for, Marcus Sasser. He's being compared to Patrick Beverley. And all I got to say is, he's a point guard by Killian Hayes. Some people saying he's a two guard. No, we need to put him at the one to get rid of Killian. I'm over it. Y'all know how I feel about Killian. Killian got to go. But I like Marcus Sasser. He looked like a dog, honestly, from the highlights I've seen. I like his passing ability. I like the way he was hitting threes, to be honest with you. So I'm all for Killian going bye-bye. The Pistons even got their summer league scheduled together. And honestly, it looks exciting because of the fact we're playing the Magic the first game. Woo-woo. Oh, we do get to play Jet Howard. I completely forgot about that. The Pistons will get to play Jet Howard, as he got drafted by the Magic out of Michigan. Yes, that's Juwan's son. Kobe Bufkin went 15 to the Hawks too. So we had two Michigan players go top 15. We had our guy out of UAD, Antoine Davis. He got signed by the Portland Trailblazers after the draft. And then Imani Bates got drafted to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, Eastern Michigan, 7'3", stand up. You know, Ipsy in the house. Y'all know where I be, because you know I'm an Eastern student. You know I'm in the 7'3". I've been an Ipsy my whole life, so of course I was happy for that. I don't even know, dude, but of course I was happy. But real quick, back to the Summer League. We're playing the Magic first game. We're playing the Rockets second game. So Asar and Amen Thompson, the twins, they going 1-on-1 for the first time. And then we play the Raptors. And the fourth game is against the Spurs, who got Victor Wembanyama. Don't expect Victor to play that game. Don't even expect it. So I think we got a nice Summer League team. I know they're talking about some of the young guys playing Summer League. I'll tell you what, if Killian's still on the team by Summer League, he better be in there too. I'm sorry. I think they got to be a whatchamacallit limit on who can play in the Summer League and who can't, but I'll leave it at that. I wanted the Pistons to trade for Zion. I ain't going to lie. But I ain't going to say too much more about Zion Williamson at this time and date because... Well, next we're going to talk about the Lions. First of all, I'm irritated at the NFL. They're going to finally give a firm, I don't know what you want to call it, PA or PSA. There it goes. PSA to the league players about the betting policy after what? Four of our players get suspended, including our last year's first round pick has to miss 6 games for this upcoming season. Yeah, okay. Whatever, NFL. Whatever, Roger Goodell. Whatever. How y'all feel about the new alternate helmets, though? I'm going to be real with you. I think they are fire. But I don't like we wearing some blue helmets with our gray jerseys. Some ugly gray jerseys, if I must add. Why in the world are we wearing the blue helmets with a gray jersey? And I know that's what everybody been saying. I tell you what, they put them helmets on the white... Ooh, they wore them with the white jerseys or even the blue jerseys. It's great. But you put it on literally the worst jersey option you could do it with. Same old Lions. I tell you what, though, what's not same old Lions is them tickets. Because them Lions tickets is ticketing this upcoming season. I was going to try to go to a game. Y'all know me. I try to go to everything. I ain't going to no Lions game this year, though. Sheesh. I'm happy that the fans is on board, though. I mean, I would be like, you know what? All y'all that was doubting, y'all stay on that side. But you know what? The city, I said it. The city was going to get behind whoever start winning first. And it's looking like it's the Lions. So, you know what? They need all the support possible. Bring it in. Bring it in. Last thing on the Lions, it sound like nobody wants to be on NFL Hard Knocks this season. Now, if you remember... Last season, the Lions were on, and it honestly seemed to help the Lions. We started off 1-6, but we finished the season on a pretty nice record. It was only a game out of the playoffs. So, with that being said, I'm all for the Lions doing Hard Knocks again, if they're invited back. I know nobody wants to do it, and I don't think the Lions organization wants to do it. But again, I just felt like something about their Hard Knocks last season got America on that team. Because if you watch the NFL and if you started paying attention to the analysts and whatnot, everybody said the Lions was going to be that one sneaky team. And then, of course, by the end of the season, everybody was saying the Lions are the one team you don't want to play. Because even if they lose, they're going to give you a dog fight to the end. So I'm all for the Lions going back to Hard Knocks. I got to ask y'all opinion on that. Do y'all want the Lions back on Hard Knocks? Y'all got to let me know. MLB, Tigers. I've already been to a Tigers game this season, and I got another on the way. Maybe another few, we'll see. But there's nothing like going to a baseball game. I tell everybody that. I don't care how bad the Tigers are, I love going to the baseball games to see them lose in person. Because, like, I went to a game, played the Diamondbacks, they lost 0-5, you know, didn't even get a run, you know, got shut out. But I got to see Miggy. I mean, Miggy Whatchamacallit, he had two doubles that game. So, you know I wasn't complaining. Any day I get to see Miggy get a hit, I'm good. So then, I want to ask the question, how y'all feel about Miggy being on the team? I know a lot of people have complained lately, like, why don't we just bench him? Like, the fact we're only a few games out of first place, we need to bench Miggy. Unless things really make a turn where, like, we in first place or something, I'm not benching Miggy. It's his last season. As much as he's gave us over the years, come on now. And then on top of it, he's been kind of rolling as of late. Like, if you look at his numbers, he's batting like 300 the last like 10 games, I think. So he's finally, I think, starting to get a rhythm going. He's definitely been 300 in June, I believe. So, hey, you not benching Miggy, not during his last season. So like I said, though, the Tigers, they got a losing record, but they still might make the playoffs because the AL Central is just awful this year. But Tigers got some injuries, so I don't know. Y'all think the Tigers going to make the playoffs? As a fan, I would love to see it happen. But as a realist, I don't think it's going to happen. That's just me being real. Last thing I want to talk about, boxing. Y'all know I love me some boxing. We got to talk about who's the face of boxing. Because I just seen a tweet from Danny Christopher on Twitter. And it says, the face of boxing for Mexican fans is Canelo Alvarez. That's correct. The face of boxing for American fans is Tank Davis. That's correct. The face of boxing for English fans is Anthony Joshua. I say him or Tyson Fury, but okay, probably Joshua. I'll go with that. And then the face of boxing for real boxing fans is Al Haymon, the ghost. He's got to be the only promoter who you never see at fights. And if he is, he's hidden. Like, y'all know Don King, Only in America, craziest hair of all time. He's loud, obnoxious, rips off people. But Al Haymon is the complete opposite of Don King, because Don King fighters hate him. Al Haymon fighters love him. And Al Haymon probably pulled off the biggest deal of boxing, as he got the pound for pound king Canelo Alvarez on a PBC deal, which is, you know, his promotion. He got him on a 3-fight deal. And, you know, PBC, honestly, in my opinion, got the best fighters because Al Haymon gets the best fighters. Al Haymon is a genius for getting Canelo on the brand. So now we got a chance of getting Charlo versus Canelo, which is rumored to be in September, because we all know Canelo loves to fight in September, and that's rumored to be the next fight. And then we might get our biggest fight. We might get our super fight of David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez. I think Canelo ducking. If I'm being honest, I think Canelo ducking him. But I'm all for it. I want to see them fight. So shout out Al Haymon. Shout out Al Haymon. I really hope we can get that together. You know, I'm a big advocate for boxing, and I've been telling people, this is probably the best fight boxing has had, and I don't know how long. And I'm saying that with no bias attached. It's literally the facts. Because just look at the big fights we've had this year. We had David Benavidez versus Caleb Plant, Devin Haney versus Lomachenko, and I can't forget, we had Teofimo Lopez versus Josh Taylor. So we had pretty big fights in just the first half of the year. Did I say Tank first, Ryan? I hope I did. But if I didn't, that was probably the biggest one. So then you go to the big fights coming up. You got Stephon Fulton versus Inoue. You got the Fulton versus Inoue fight. Literally days later, you got Spence versus Crawford, the biggest fight probably of the decade. So we got the big fights coming up, and that's on top of a lot of big fights being rumored and just not finalized yet. Like, the fights I just named are finalized. Like I told y'all, Charlo versus Canelo is rumored. We got Wilder versus Ruiz, rumored. If we could pull those fights off too, ooh-wee! Boy, I tell you. But I just love it right now because all the big name fighters are fighting each other, with majority of the fights being for a belt. I mean, that's how it should be. That's how boxing should be. So I want to talk about my boxing plans. I told y'all about how I got WNBA tickets. I'm enjoying my summer with WNBA. I'm enjoying my summer with some MLB with the Tigers. Now I'm about to enjoy my summer some more with boxing. I've already had a little taste. Not a little taste. I had a big taste when I went to my first world championship boxing bout. Now I've been to some pro fights before, but now we stepping it up. We going to the straight up pay-per-views. Let you know, this is on national, this is on broadcast. You know what I'm saying? So I went to the, I went to Clarissa Shields fight, her homecoming in Detroit, LCA. I was expecting a bigger crowd, but she still was able to get 11,000 tickets sold. So hey, shout out to her for that. And it was entertaining. So it had me so pumped up. I said, well, I'm going to Alicia Baumgartner fight July 15th at the Masonic Temple. Her homecoming, her first fight in Detroit. I'm like, come on now. The women want to put on fights. The women going to get me at the fight, especially if they put them in Detroit. Now we just need the men to get some fights out here. But I'm all for either one, especially because Shields and Baumgartner got Detroit roots. So I'm all, or Michigan roots, should I say. So I'm all for it. I'm all for supporting the home crowd, especially because it's crazy. Let's be real here for a minute. Nobody really watched women boxing until Clarissa Shields came back on the scene. Like, it was dead. From Layla Lee to Clarissa Shields, ain't nobody watched women's boxing. Now you got people watching again. But now Alicia Baumgartner is starting to make a name too. So what I love is that you got Shields and Baumgartner, two fighters from Michigan, and both just happen to be two of the best women boxers in the world. That don't happen too often. I mean, Michigan out of all places, I ain't trying to dog my state, but let's be real, that's pretty big. We got two of the best women in boxing, period, just happen to both have Michigan roots. Come on now. But I've really been on my boxing stuff lately, man. I've been rewatching a lot of Floyd Mayweather fights. And it's just, that man really the GOAT. I'm sorry, but he the GOAT. He beat the best. He beat everybody they sent his way, right? Beat them all. He went 50-0 for crying out loud. So that's my debate for the day. Who's the best boxer of all time? I'm going Floyd Mayweather. You can say yo Sugar Ray Robinson's, yo Sugar Ray Leonard's. You can say yo Mike Tyson's, yo Muhammad Ali's. But I'm going Floyd Mayweather. And I might sound slightly biased because of the fact that's who I grew up on. But I also got to be real. Again, they will always send people to beat Floyd. They were saying he's not the next De La Hoya. He beat De La Hoya. They were saying he ain't got a chance against Pacquiao. He made Pacquiao look average. Like, in fact, he made Pacquiao look worse than average. So it's like, what more do y'all want from the man? He made everybody look like an average boxer. All these guys that was world champion boxers, all these guys that was undefeated, he beat Canelo. Canelo is the pound for pound king right now. He beat him and beat pretty much everybody convincingly too. That's the other thing. It's not like he had too many close fights. Of course he had some, but like majority of his fights he won. And it's not like it was straight robberies either. Let's be real here with that too. Yeah, Castillo's a controversial one, whatever. But I'm just saying, I don't see some robberies in boxing. It ain't like Floyd had them. He beat everybody pretty convincingly. So I've been watching Floyd Mayweather. First of all, he got to keep these exhibitions going. I know everybody hating on him because he's still stealing money from people's pockets. He's fighting amateurs and whatnot, but anytime Floyd Mayweather in the ring, I'm going to watch it. I don't care who he fighting, where it's at, when it is, I'ma watch. And then on top of that, he's only getting ready for the next generation. Because, as y'all know, his daughter has a son with rapper NBA Youngboy. Now, this is for the younger people. I know my older people like, who? But my younger people know who NBA Youngboy is. So if you know who NBA Youngboy is, and then, of course, everybody know who Floyd Mayweather is, you put them two genes together, that spell nothing but a menace to society. This boy is going to be crazy, twisted, but with some hands. He's literally going to be, he probably, in boxing terms, he'll probably be Mike Tyson and Floyd combined. Because all I say, the only thing Floyd Mayweather didn't have was probably power. And like, he had power in the aspect of he'll mess your face up, but it's not too many people he was dropping, if that makes sense. Like, not off no one punch either. Like, Floyd was messing people's faces up just because he was hitting them in the same spot so many times. So, all I'm saying is, you take Mike Tyson kind of power with Floyd Mayweather speed, defense, hands. Oh my goodness. Now that's going to be the real greatest of all time. But unlike Floyd, you know, there's a debate. You can say anybody's the best. Nobody's going to look at you crazy if you say Tyson. Nobody looks at you crazy if you say Ali. Nobody looks at you crazy if you say Floyd. Granted, people do, but they shouldn't. Okay, whatever. My point is, you can say any of those three, and it's not the worst take somebody's heard. But I'm saying this little grandson he got, if the boy is only two and he already shadow boxing. If y'all seen it on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. So if that boy is only at 2 years old shadow boxing, and I just told y'all the genes he got, he will be the undisputed greatest of all time. There won't be no debate. There won't be no, what about Ali? There won't be no, well, I think Tyson. There won't be none of that. It will be this grandson of his. Period. So, I had a lot to get off my chest today. I'm glad y'all listened if you made it this far. I really am. I promise I'm going to start pumping the content out more because y'all deserve it. And if y'all stuck with me this long, I thank you. And if y'all rode this wave of me not having episodes for this long, I really appreciate it because life was just kicking my tail, if I'm being real. But we back now. Because, you know, just like boxing, you get knocked down, you got to get back up, son. And we got back up. And now we finna go fight to the 12th round till we hear the bell ring. And we gonna get this knockout, baby. So I thank you all for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to some friends. Now, to keep up with my life and the podcast, go to buffedupsports.com for the links to my social media pages, links to the podcast episodes, and ways to financially support the show. I don't mind a little cha-ching. So now, just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Because it's just vibes, baby. Just vibes. Peace.